Hello, everybody. This is Ry Tharp here on KMMR Mustang Radio, and today's What's Happening program, we have a special guest with us, Congressman Matt Rosendale. Thanks for joining us.
Hello, Ry. Good to be with you today.
And so I kind of wanted to talk about a few things with you today. As people may have known earlier this week, there was an attack in Jordan that cost three American soldiers their lives, and of course there was 40 other servicemen injured in this. It was a all signs point to Iran, even though they have denied claims of being involved, but they are well known for backing radicalized militia groups in that region. And of course, with President Biden, he hasn't retaliated yet. A lot of lawmakers are calling for Congress to declare war, or at least an AUMF, for those that don't know, that's an Authorization of Use for Military Force resolution. Last time that was passed, that was back in 2001 or 2002, I believe. But, Congressman, I wanted your thoughts on the matter.
So I'm going to dive into really the reason that we have this. The reason that we have this taking place right now is because the Biden administration has re-entered into conversations with Iran and lifted sanctions from them that the Trump administration had imposed. It not only released immediately like $6 billion to them that had been frozen assets that they can use to either support their own terrorist activities around the world or to funnel that through other terrorist organizations like Hezbollah or Hamas, which we've seen taking place in the attacks against Israel, but it also gave them the ability to bring their oil production back up by about tenfold. They're producing millions of barrels now of crude oil that they're able to go and sell on the black market around the world. And so the Biden administration has basically opened up the bank accounts and the money train for Iran, which is what puts them in a position to do these various things. As far as the AUMFs, as you said, the authorization to use military force, I'm against those. I'm against those for Iran, and I'm against them for any other location or conflict. Congress, if they're going to make the decision to authorize this country to go into a war, then they should do so. And to grant that authority to the president, I personally believe, is unconstitutional. And I've been trying to work with my colleagues to eliminate the AUMFs that have already been placed out there that continue to keep us engaged in conflicts around the world that we should not be engaged in. When it comes to the declaration of war, I don't think that we are anywhere near the level of problem that should convince members of Congress that we should declare war against Iran. There's a lot of bad things going on in the Middle East right now. There's been somewhere in the neighborhood of 160 attacks to facilities, but we have to begin asking ourselves, why do we have all of these facilities throughout the Middle East anyway? Why do we have all of these bases? Why do we have all of these troops in all of these locations, making them extremely vulnerable to begin with? So that's what my thoughts are.
Yeah, and I completely agree with you on Congress should be, be involved in this, declaring anything. It's all about checks and balances, really. And that's something that I feel, and a lot of people out there feel, that has been lost in today's government.
It has, Rye. If you actually look throughout the process right now of the growth of government, a lot of that can be attributed to the administrative state. And when you to look at that growth, and you see that the administrative state continues to pass rules that they themselves are responsible for carrying out and providing the oversight for. Basically, Congress has shirked their responsibility to say, we're the ones that make law, and the agencies have to abide by that law. And when you allow them to reach beyond that, is exactly what we saw in the West Virginia versus the EPA case that came out a couple of years ago. The Supreme Court ruled that the EPA had overreached and went outside of their guidelines of designating what is or is not a pollutant, United States Supreme Court said no, Congress has to do that, and so they said you are performing outside of your scope of authority, and I would much rather see us reining in these agencies. I would much rather see us reining in the executive and taking control over Congress the way we are supposed to. We are supposed to write the laws. We're the ones that are supposed to have the power of the purse strings, and we need to regain that authority.
And so with everything going on, and I'm sure you've talked a lot with your fellow congressmen, how are you gauging their thoughts on what's happening right now?
What you find is there are two classes of members of Congress up here. There are those that get elected, and they would just assume, turn that authority over to an agency or the executive so that they can hide behind a rule and say that they had nothing to do with authorizing, whether it's an expansion of government or an expansion of a military use. They're perfectly comfortable with hiding behind those shields. And then we have the other group of folks that are like me that say Congress was elected, not bureaucrats throughout Washington, D.C. and other locations throughout the country. And we're the ones that are supposed to write law, authorize what work is to be done, and appropriate what funds are supposed to be used to carry those actions out.
And one thing here, what would you tell Montanans that are concerned with everything that's going on in Washington right now? Like, obviously people want to know what's being done to fix things. What would you tell them?
I would say that you better listen very closely and look at the records of anyone who says that they want to come up here and serve, because I listen to folks across the nation that make promises about working towards limited government, low taxation, and the government just being out of your affairs. But when they have the opportunity to actually help provide that climate of low government and low taxation, they vote against it. They're fearful of it. So watch what people do. Don't listen to what they say.
Wise words. I don't mean to change the subject on you here, but one thing that just popped up, I know there's been talk, and you'd mentioned on a podcast last week that you were contemplating running against Tester. Have you fully decided on whether you want to step into that ring or not?
I have not, and honestly, Rye, I'm sitting here in my official office on Capitol Hill, and I really cannot discuss any kind of campaign or political issues from this office. This is where I stay completely on the policy and the work of Congress.
That's understandable. Well, that is all I have for you. Thank you for taking time and answering questions and just joining me on here. I know that people I've asked around, and these are some of the questions that people really wanted to know about. So I appreciate you taking the time.
Thank you so much for having me on, and you check in anytime.
Will do, and thanks everybody for tuning in for KMMR Mustang Radio's What's Happening.